Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for serious hockey fans. Mike here, and I am being joined today by the NWHL Player of the Week, Buffalo Buttes goaltender Kelsey Newman. Kelsey, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, real quick, just to give people an idea of who you are and how you got to where you are today, why don't you give everyone a little bit of a backstory about who Kelsey Newman is and how she got to where she is today?
Kelsey Newman is a coach and a teacher and a hockey player. I grew up living all over the U.S. I started off in San Antonio, Texas, and then from there played hockey in Dallas. Then I went to Michigan, followed by Wisconsin, and then went to prep school in Vermont before going to college in New York, and that's kind of how I ended up in the state, and then went to grad school at Canisius, and that's how I ended up in Buffalo.
All right. Now, for you, you were a BOFA draft pick for the CWHL, and were you also a draft pick for the NWHL, or did you sign as a free agent for there?
I signed as a free agent for the NWHL.
Right. Yeah, because I was looking up some notes, and I saw that you were drafted by the CWHL in 2018, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like knowing going into the NWHL, signing as a free agent, and also at the same time being drafted by the CWHL? What was that like for you?
So I actually played – before entering the CWHL draft, I actually played and was on the Buttes for 2 years, and – I was able to do that because I was my first year signed as a practice player. After the first year in the league, the Canadian goalie had some visa troubles at the beginning of the year, and I was coaching with Shelley Looney at the time, and I was like, hey, if you ever need a goalie for practice, let me know. I'll come out. So I got to go to a few practices, got to know some of the players that ended up being teammates the next year with me. And then when I wasn't picked up for my third season in a row, which was season four, I decided to enter the CWHL draft.
Now, where did you play during that third year for you? Or last season, as we would put it.
Yeah. Last season, I played with men's team here in Buffalo. And then I also played for the Lady Hurricanes out of North Carolina. And they both teams were great. And I owe a lot of gratitude to both teams for letting me be a part of it and continuing to be a part of it even now.
Now, for you, you came back to the Buffalo Buttes this season. And one of the things that you've always been known for, especially with Brianne McLaughlin, is your over-the-top photos of you and your goalie gear. What inspired you to do the photo op for this season's signing to be back with the Buttes?
Yeah, so that's actually me, Bree, and Love, Amanda Levier, who now plays for the Whitecaps. That's something that we all did in our first year together. And that actually all stemmed from Love walking her dog wearing brand new leg pads. And then her and I kind of became the masterminds behind it, and Bree would join in whenever she could. So when I talked to Love and I let her know that I was going to be signing with the Buttes, she was like, oh, you have to do something epic. So I was home with my boyfriend, and I went back to North Carolina, and we were out going out to the lake, and I was like, oh, paddleboarding could be funny to do. We haven't done anything like that, so that's why I picked going on the paddleboard.
That's awesome. And that's one of the biggest reasons also why you're considered a fan favorite in Buffalo. How has the response been for you coming back to Buffalo after a season out of the league?
It's been amazing. Honestly, I couldn't ask more of the fans, and they've all been so supportive. Even when I wasn't on the team, I stayed in touch with a lot of them, and they were super supportive of me just playing for the Hurricanes, and now they're super supportive of me being a Butte again and with the Hurricanes and everything like that. So it's been fantastic.
So talking a little bit more about this season, so far Buffalo has kind of had a up and down so far starts of the season. Particularly that, like, if you look at this past weekend, Saturday, you took on the undefeated Boston Pride, where they defeated you 6-2. And then you took on the Connecticut Whale with the 3-1 victory. How would you rate this season has been so far for the Buttes, which is a team that is a lot of new players?
Honestly, I'm happy with how our season's going. Boston's a really good team, and they're definitely a team to beat. Granted, we've only played Boston and Connecticut, so it's a little difficult to gauge where you fall in the league when you've only played two of the teams. But for our team as a whole, I think we came together really quick and became a family quicker than we have in years past. And I think that's the biggest aspect of it.
What do you think is the biggest key to trying to beat Boston?
Get more shots on net than them.
I mean, they pepper a lot of shots. And speaking of a lot of shots, you actually stopped 41 out of 42 shots against the Connecticut Whale, where they actually outshot you as well on Sunday. That was the game that got you the NWHL Player of the Week. What does it mean to you to be Player of the Week?
I can't even describe what it means to me. It's been a very long journey, and a lot of people know the struggles that I've had from – since college all the way through my first 2 years as a Butte, not getting any playing time to not being on the team for a third year, to then coming back to the team and then having coaches that truly believe in my abilities. It means a lot to me to become Player of the Week.
Now you talk about the coaches believing in what you do. What has been the relationship been like with you and Coach Pete Parham?
He's great. He's honestly probably one of the best head coaches that I've had in a long time and at this level, and he just really communicates well with us and really is personable, and he's very easy for us to come up to and talk to, and no problems there.
Now this upcoming weekend you take on the Minnesota Whitecaps in a back-to-back, which means you'll be facing your former teammate and good friend Amanda Levalier. What will that be like for you to take to go head-to-head against your friend and also go up against the defending champions?
Going up against my friend, we've kind of had some texts back and forth, and I mentioned in my talking with Nate that I was probably going to try to trip her. I said tonight when I was coaching, we might start a fake fight. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I think we're both really excited for the opportunity to come go up against each other and have our teams face each other. She's always been someone that's super supportive of me, and all through last year was over the moon supportive of me with everything I was doing, and I was the same with her. So I think it'll be a fun rival for us. I know her parents are coming to town, so that will make it even better. As far as facing the team, we're excited to see a new team that we haven't played yet, so just excited to get going with it.
It's kind of crazy seeing how, when you look at the season so far, we just started playing games again this past weekend, and it's still going to be a little sporadic, but are you looking forward to being able to get more games going on? Like, I think this is the only back-to-back for – I think the Buttes are the only team with back-to-backs this entire month outside of, obviously, the Whitecaps. Playing you ladies this weekend. Are you looking forward to having a bit more of the consistency as the season rolls on after you get out of November?
Definitely. I mean, at first I was really upset that we had that 3 or 4 week break that we just had and we just came back from, and then I suffered an injury against the Whale in my first game, and I was like, oh, well, it's a blessing in disguise. Now I can heal up and try to get back in time for the Boston Connecticut series that we had last weekend. But I think as a team, we all definitely are looking forward to getting more consistency in our games and not having 3 to 4 week long breaks in between them.
You got to feel bad for the Riveters, though, as being how they don't get to play until the end of the month.
I mean, I don't know how long their break is, but we kind of suffered the same type of break. So
they only have one game this entire month.
Well, that's no fun. But, I mean, I feel like it's a five-team league. So right now it's what we are going to deal with. But as soon as there's expansions and everything like that, I think everything will be fine and there will definitely be more consistency. And I do think, though, at the same time, giving players those breaks allows them to recover and really get back into tip-top shape so that they get all the injuries healed and everything like that before they go into big swings of games.
Now, I'm going to mispronounce your name, and I do apologize, but your goaltending partner,
Mariah Fujimagara, yeah.
Okay, I was close, but no cigar.
You
call her Biggie?
She's Biggie, I'm small.
Okay, so for Biggie, what's it been like being in a goaltending pair with her?
Oh, it's amazing. I actually tell her and I tell Love all the time that it's like the same dynamic that I had with Love, and it's fantastic. She's also been so supportive of me. She actually stole Coach Pete's thunder on the bus ride from Boston to Connecticut and was the one to tell me that I was playing the Connecticut game. And I don't think I could have asked for a more supportive goalie partner in that moment. She was so excited for me. She kept giving me hugs and like telling me what was happening. And it took me a while to process, but the fact that she was just so happy for me to be starting in a game again it meant a lot to me. So we have a really good dynamic.
How would you rate her save against the Boston Pride when she showed that she had like more of a slinky spine?
That's definitely a top 10 ESPN Sports Center, probably number one save in my book. And it was funny because we talked about it at the media timeout. She came up to me and she goes, I channeled my inner you on that one. I was like, what are you talking about? And she goes, yeah, in practice when Mandy was going to yell at you for not having your glove out, but you tracked it so well behind you that you stopped it. Oh, okay. So we have fun with it for sure.
So this comes to one of the conversation pieces of when it comes to goalies, but are goalies human?
It depends on who you ask, I guess.
Okay.
Most people say no, but we like to think we are.
Well, I mean, obviously the joke of the comment is that when it comes to goalies are weird.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. We're definitely weird, but yeah. Women players are just as weird, so it's okay.
Yeah. So one of the inside jokes, obviously, because I did goalie for 4 years, was that because we're weird, we're not considered human, because especially when we pull off stuff like what Mariah did against Boston and some of the staves that you can do, a lot of people are like, I can't do that. That's inhuman.
I mean, I think there's definitely, we're just different. I don't want to say we're not human. I think we're just different. And people, it's a matter of people understanding our difference.
So we're coming up close on time. What is your ideal pregame ritual? Without giving away too many superstitions.
I try not to be superstitious, but one of my big things that I've done since I was a little kid is visualization, and I pretty much listen to the same exact songs that I listened to when I was probably 12 before every game, and I do a tennis ball warm-up that I started doing when I was working with Tretiak, and I've done that since I was 7, 8, so it's pretty much been the same. I guess I don't change much up, but I also have learned to become adaptable. So if I don't get to do all my visualization, or I don't get to listen to every song, or I don't get through all my tennis ball warm-ups, then I don't let it affect me going into the game.
I wish we had more time, but I'm going to ask this question anyways. What was it like learning under Vladislav Tretiak?
I think I can say it was definitely a dream that I didn't know I had that came true. He's by far one of my favorite people and favorite coaches that I think I've ever had. And I've had a lot of really good coaches, but there's just something about learning from him that it made being a goalie more fun and more challenging all at the same time.
The next time we get to do this, we need to hear some stories.
I can possibly do that. I don't think I was sworn to secrecy at any of the camps, but
yeah, because Tretiak is one of those goalies. You know, obviously everyone will know him from the 1980 Miracle team. He was the goalie that got pulled by the Soviets against USA. But that is still one of the best goaltenders to ever play the game.
Yeah, and he actually, at camp, I heard the same speech. I used to probably be able to recite it. I can't anymore. But it was always the same speech every year at the start of camp, and it's like the 3 D's of hockey speech. And so it was dedication, determination, discipline. So I have that actually embroidered on the inside of my blocker so that every time I see it, I can think, oh, Vladdy, okay.
Nice. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this weekend live on Twitch, go to twitch.tv/NWHL and NWHL2, the number 2, and you can watch Kelsey Newman and the Buffalo Buttes take on the Minnesota Whitecaps live on Twitch this weekend on both Saturday and Sunday. Kelsey, where can the people find you on the social medias?
They can find me on Facebook under Kelsey Elizabeth. Instagram is LittleNewMe31 and Twitter is LittleNewMe.
All right. And ladies and gentlemen, as always, you can follow everything TXHT on TXHTHockey.com. We'll have recaps of the games up after all games are done, and with our NWHL weekend recap, which came out yesterday, talking about how Kelsey Newman has become the player of the week. So again, Kelsey, congratulations on your player of the week honor. That was the word I was looking for.
Thank you so much.
And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you on the ice.